And Finn Harps have held on and taken all 3 points, Declan. Finn Harps 3, St Patrick's Athletic 2, as the rain starts to pour down here at Finn Park. But it's the Harps players who will be delighted with another big, big victory. And all of a sudden, the situation at the bottom end of the table, Declan, it makes for very interesting reading.
Yeah, it does for sure, and it puts pressure on Shelburne and pressure on Derry City and St Pat's here as well, who've got a couple of more games to go and play. I mean, that's their 15 games, so three more to play. We've obviously Shamrock Rovers at home, we've Waterford at home as well. So, I mean, listen, you mentioned 9 points. Is it possible? That's two now. It's three against Bowes, three tonight. Is it possible? It's possible for sure. I mean, we're coming into really good form, and what a difference it makes to get three back-to-back points. So you're 6 points on the spin, which is brilliant. Obviously, great performance tonight, and it was all probably, I suppose, the start that we had, and scoring two early goals really settled everybody.
Yeah, so Harps holding on for the 3 points then. 2-1 up at half-time. The first half goals from Adam Foley and from Stephen Folan. Putting Harps 2-0 in front, but the St. Pat's goal scored on 12 minutes by Luke McNally. It was a very, very entertaining first half. 2-1 at the break for the home side, but they conceded 8 minutes into the second half when Georgie Kelly powered home a header. Fine goal from the Donegal man, making it 2-2. Both teams had chances after that, although the better chances were certainly created by the home side. Adam Foley going close to making it 3-2 on 71 minutes, but 2 minutes later on 73, the winning goal coming from the spot, scored by Ryan Connolly from the penalty spot after a foul on one of the Harps substitutes, Raf Katero. Harps had chances at the end to seal the points, but Connolly went close, and Eddie DeLapp as well. But they've done enough to take all 3 points on a night when this win means that Harps closed the gap on Shells, on St. Pat's, and to Derry City above them to just 2 points. And Declan, with home games to come against Shamrock Rovers and against Waterford FC, Ollie Horgan will still say his team has it all to do, but you just never know.
You just never know. I mean, it's, to be fair, they pulled out, I mean, the last 6-7 games, they got draws, and they picked out big results against Bowles away last week 2-0, obviously, and 3-2 tonight as well. And at times it looked as if St. Pat's going to come back into it and maybe take the lead at 3-2, but we created the better chances. And when we did hit them in spells there, we probably should have won the game, you know, on chances created. We probably should have won the game 4 or 5-2 potentially. But a great performance. I mean, the start was an excellent start at home, and that's what you're looking for. But yeah, Shamrock Rovers at home, who won the league, so you know, what sort of mood are they going to be in to come down here, and especially with the way the pitch is very heavy, so it's not conducive to good football. And obviously Waterford as well, so we've got a chance. I mean, I said these 7 points might pull us and leapfrog us the teams above us, and that might be enough.
Do you know what? It's just a shame that the supporters weren't here to watch what was a thoroughly enjoyable game. Harps winning out in the end by 3-2. And next up for them now is a home game against Shamrock Rovers here at Finn Park on Sunday night. And that will be part of a bumper day sport here in Donegal. Because, as we mentioned earlier, Donegal and Tyrone meeting in the Ulster Senior Championship quarter-final at Sean McCool Park in Balbuffet. Live commentary on that one with Oisin Kelly and Brendan Kilcoyne on Highland Radio. And we'll have full match commentary from Finn Park then on Sunday evening with myself and Declan for the visit of the new champions in the Premier Division, Shamrock Rovers. We'll look forward to that at the end of a night when Harps have got the better of St. Pat's. My thanks to Declan on co-commentary this evening, and thanks to Joe back in studio as well. Harps winning this one by 3-2. From myself, Dermot Doherty, have a very good evening.